consent that the quorum call be lifted.
Without objection.
Mr. President, like you, I come to the floor this evening with a heavy heart. I know as senators and leaders, we're expected to have words for every occasion. And what happened last Friday morning makes it very difficult to put words that are appropriate. However, as I think of the Coloradans that were there that we're so lucky to represent, their actions spoke louder than words. Their actions spoke very loudly on a Friday morning in the city of Aurora, and I want to focus on the actions of all those brave, decent Coloradans who were victims in a variety of ways at the horrific movie theater shooting that took place there in Aurora. And it cut short the lives of 12 people. It injured approximately 58 others. And I'm rising to pay tribute to all of those people as well as to their families and their loved ones. But I think, and I know the presiding officer, my colleague and my fellow senator from Colorado, knows that most importantly, we're going to be here to state emphatically that Aurora will triumph over adversity and our state, Colorado, will emerge stronger than ever. I know from the time I woke up to the news of the movie theater shootings in Aurora early Friday morning, July 20th, I, along with the rest of Colorado and our country, have experienced emotions ranging from deep, profound sadness to utter, frankly, outrage. Our state was just starting to recover from the devastating wildfires that had destroyed hundreds of homes, forced tens of thousands to evacuate their communities, and scorched thousands of acres in our beautiful state of Colorado. Boy, with that in mind, none of us could have been prepared for the news of these mass shootings in one of our communities. I know the presiding officer has three beautiful daughters. I have two children. I know that having loved ones stolen from us in such a tragic and violent fashion is something you can never be prepared for. But it's during these times that we're also reminded to cherish those all too brief moments that we have with the people we love. And though this heinous crime may have shaken us, it did not break us, and it will not break us. We will mourn those we've lost and those who are injured, and with them in mind, we will heal and we will become stronger. Sadly, Mr. President, this kind of tragedy is not new to Colorado. It was 13 short years ago that we learned of another mass shooting at Columbine High School on the western side of Denver. And as a nation, we're reminded of more recent shootings at Virginia Tech, Fort Hood, Texas, and Tucson, Arizona. These incidents may occur in one city or in one state, but they're national tragedies that tear at us all and then cause us all to tear up and cry together. Like all Americans, my heart goes out to the victims and their families. And I also remain hopeful, the presiding officer and I were at the hospital, one of the hospitals on Sunday with the president, that the survivors are going to defy the odds on their road to recovery, and we've been truly inspired by their stories. I want to take a moment and applaud the leadership shown by Colorado's public servants, from Governor John Hickenlooper, Aurora Mayor Steve Hogan, and especially Chief of Police Dan Oates in the Aurora Police Department. There are also other metro area law enforcement professionals who came to the scene almost immediately, first responders, medical professionals on site and in the number of hospitals where the victims were taken. I think what's most notable is that they worked seamlessly to carry out the city's disaster plan and protect the victims from further harm. The Aurora police and firefighters arrived a mere 90 seconds after the first 9/11 call was placed. And there's no question that lives were saved by the swift and coordinated action of Aurora's first responders. And I have to say, this incident showed, as similar tragedies have before, that America shines brightest when the night is darkest. And that was literally the situation at midnight on Friday morning in Aurora. Mr. President, we had the uplifting experience of hearing the stories of bravery coming out of Aurora. We marveled at those stories on Sunday. And you can't but start with the fact that at least four young men demonstrated the heights of heroism when they sacrificed their lives to protect their girlfriends from the hail of this gunman's bullets. And one young woman had the courage to remain by the side of her wounded friend, calmly applying pressure to a friend's bleeding neck wound while dialing 911 with her other hand as the gunfire continued around her. Let me put it this way. Lives were saved Friday morning by those who did not let fear override their capacity to care for one another. Mr. President, these experiences have underlined for me and our entire nation that what makes us great and will help us endure this tragedy, and that is our people. I saw that Sunday night, we all saw that Sunday night, while participating in a moving vigil in Aurora, where our community not only mourned together, but also held together during this most difficult time. Although the West is known for its rugged individualists, Colorado is also known for its rugged cooperators, people who help their neighbors in times of adversity. We saw it after the recent wildfires, and we see it again now. President Obama's visit with victims and families on July 22nd, just Sunday, 2 days ago in Aurora, provided comfort and support to those in need, and again reminded us that the sanctity and strength of family and community is what unites us in the face of adversary. Coloradans have seen that in the wake of this tragedy, our nation has come together for Aurora and our state. And to my colleagues and anyone listening today, let me say humbly, we are grateful. Mr. President, I want to take a moment to say the names of the 12 people who were taken from us too soon. And I know that later you will share even more of their stories with us and with the nation. Their families and friends have my commitment that we will to honor these good people, these Coloradans. Never forget them as the healing process goes on. So, Mr. President, the 12 Coloradans, Americans who we lost Friday morning, Jonathan T. Blunk, Alexander J. Boyk, Jesse Childress, Gordon Cowden, Jessica Gowie, Michaela Medic, Matthew McQuinn, John Larimer, Alex M. Sullivan, Alexander Teves, Rebecca Wingo, and I think the hardest name for all of us to say, that of 6-year-old Veronica Mosier Sullivan. I smile in my sadness because I think the presiding officer has seen the photo of her with an ice cream cone in hand, delight on her face, ice cream on her nose. And I guess maybe what we could do is each take the time to enjoy an ice cream cone, maybe leave that ice cream on our nose for a little bit and remember her. In honor of these victims, I filed a congressional resolution, Senate Congressional Resolution 53, along with my colleague, the presiding officer, Senator Bennett. Congressman Perlmutter has filed an identical resolution in the U.S. House of Representatives. And the resolution, among many things, strongly condemns the atrocities which occurred in Aurora, offers condolences to the families, friends, and loved ones of those who were killed in the attack, and expresses hope for the rapid and complete recovery of the wounded. Applauds the hard work and dedication exhibited by the hundreds of local, state, and federal officials and others who offered their support and assistance. And last, but certainly not least, honors the resilience of the community of the city of Aurora and the state of Colorado in the face of such adversity. I ask all of my colleagues in the Senate to support Aurora and support this resolution. Mr. President, as we pay tribute to our fallen fellow Americans and the heroes around them, here's what I hope can come out of what can only be described as a senseless tragedy. Can we harness the sense of community we feel this week and use it to create a lasting sense of collaboration in America and use it to solve our shared challenges in a measured, respectful, and thoughtful way? We can truly learn from those who selflessly gave of themselves during the chaos of the Aurora shootings and draw from it the strength to be better people, better family members, and yes, even better legislators. In Roman mythology, Aurora is the goddess of dawn who renews herself each morning. At dawn on Friday, the chaos and the pain and the tragedy of the night before still lingered over that wonderful city of Aurora. But by dawn on the second day, signs of heroism, of recovery, and of community began to shine through the darkness of the great Colorado city called Aurora. As each dawn signals a new day, we owe it to the victims to rise to the occasion and renew our commitment to make this a better, stronger, and more perfect nation. Thank you, Mr. President. I yield the floor. I note the absence of a quorum.
Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Kaka.